Texas.
There we go.
106.7. Ponce.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Mamamoli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters.
After. Good afternoon. The headlines. U.S. commits $1.5 billion to boost Zambia's health sector. Court sets 16th December 2025 as judgment date in Gibson Katuta assault case. And in Global News, ex-Bangladesh leader Sheikh Hasina sentenced to death over brutal protests crackdown. The 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. The United States government has committed approximately $1.5 billion to Zambia over the next 5 years, beginning in April 2026, to support the country's health sector. Speaking during a visit by United States government and the Global Health Security and Diplomacy Team from U.S. in Lusaka today, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima says the Memorandum of Understanding, once signed, is expected to run from 2026 to 2030, aimed at implementing health services in Zambia. Dr. Muchima says the two technical teams have had several technical meetings primarily focused on finding common ground on all issues in Zambia's health sector, which include human resources for health, commodities, and reducing the burden of HIV, TB, and malaria, among other various health issues. The minister is confident that the support will provide relief to Zambia to enable the country increase domestic resources to take over the funding of all the activities after 2030.
Coming to today's meeting, I'm very proud to announce that Zambia is one of the 16 out of 54 countries in Africa partnering with the United States of America and BC to improve global health. This meeting is part of the negotiations which we have had in the recent past and we will continue to have in the next few days or weeks, culminating to the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the Zambian and the United States governments next month, December 2025. This MOU, which is expected to run from 2026 to 2030, will place specific obligations on each of these parties.
And U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, says the approach envisions both governments' commitments to funding levels and health outcome performance objectives in order to accelerate the transition from an aid-dependent health sector to an independent sector.
We have a bold history together over these past nearly 25 years of U.S. investment in the health space. As the minister has highlighted some of those, I look back to a reduction in maternal mortality of greater than 30% in the past several years, and reductions in child mortality by similar numbers. 1.3 million HIV-positive Zambians living healthy lives, contributing actively to the economy and to their families through our support of antiretroviral therapy, truly epidemic control. I look at 11 million residences and locations sprayed to prevent malaria.
Lusaka Principal Resident Magistrate Ida Piri has set 16th December 2025 as the date for judgment in the case in which independent Chiengi Member of Parliament Gibson Katuta is accused of threatening violence against a Times of Zambia photojournalist. The judgment date was set after Ms. Katuta closed her defense, during which five witnesses testified in her favor. The charges stem from an incident on the 21st of July 2023 in Lusaka, where the prosecution alleges that Ms. Katuta threatened to injure Times of Zambia photojournalist Henry Chunza spat on him, and ordered that he deletes pictures of her that he had taken shortly after she was suspended from the National Assembly. The alleged behavior occurred following parliamentary proceedings in which Ms. Katuta had been suspended by the Speaker. In her defense, Ms. Katuta denied the allegations, saying the claims were unfounded, and told the court that she felt confused and embarrassed after being ordered out of the House. She further explained that she mistook the photographer for a political cadre based on his appearance and behavior, adding that she requested security personnel to ensure that any images taken were deleted. Ms. Katuta also argued that subsequent social media reports distorted the events. The matter returns to court on the 16th of December 2025 for judgment, following the submission of written arguments by both parties. Government says that despite notable progress in reducing child mortality, prematurity remains the leading cause of death among newborns, accounting for 20% of all under 5 deaths in Zambia. Speaking during the 2025 World Prematurity Day under the theme "Give Preterm Babies a Strong Start for a Brighter Future," Lusaka Provincial Health Director Dr. Simulanyama Jonga says the theme calls for urgent action to improve the health and well-being of premature babies way before birth, during childbirth, and immediately after birth. Dr. Jonga says investing in newborn care is critical to further reduce child mortality in Zambia through the National Health Strategic Plan 2022-2026, which prioritizes maternal, newborn, and child health as key to achieving Sustainable Development Goal number 3, ensuring healthy lives and promoting well-being for all. He says to change the trajectory of preterm babies' lives, parents and healthcare providers must be prepared for their early arrival by identifying mothers at risk of premature delivery and ensuring they receive appropriate care while ensuring availability of essential equipment and medicines.
At this point, I want to challenge community leaders across Zambia to promote early and neonatal follow-up care for mothers and babies in the community, to fellow men in our country. I want to urge you to be actively involved during pregnancy, childbirth, and postnatal care. Your support is very vital.
Meanwhile, UNICEF Chief of Health, Dr. Atnafu Asfaw, says UNICEF will support Zambia's preterm babies through a consignment of essential newborn care and critical care equipment, which will be distributed to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, Women and Newborn Hospital, Mongu District Hospital, Petauke District Hospital, and Kapirimposhi District Hospital.
We must continue to aim for reducing neonatal mortality in line with the global target to reduce preventable mortality to less than 12 per 1,000 live births. That requires a coordinated government-led and sectoral approach, mobilizing resources, scaling up high-impact intervention, and strengthening community facilitation.
The Ministry of Youth, Sport and Arts has reiterated its commitment to addressing youth unemployment through interventions such as empowerment programs that support entrepreneurship and skills development. Ministry Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chileshe says his ministry is working closely with other ministries such as the Ministry of Agriculture and Green Economy and Environment, as well as private sector actors, to align youth programs with opportunities in agriculture and green economy. Speaking at the 2025 Youth Connect Zambia Chapter Summit in Lusaka today, Mr. Chileshe noted that his ministry is also taking advantage of such platforms as the Youth Connect to promote dialogue, innovation, and mentorships.
The Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts, working closely with other line ministries and partners, is implementing several interventions to address youth unemployment and underemployment, and these include the youth empowerment programs that support entrepreneurship and skills development, collaboration with ministries like such as agriculture and green economy and environment, as well as the private sector actors to align with youth programs with opportunities in agriculture and the green economy.
Meanwhile, United Nations Development Programme UNDP resident representative James Wakiaga commended Zambia for its commitment to ensuring every youth has the tools to transform their small businesses into thriving, sustainable enterprises.
At UNDP, we remain fully committed to walking this journey with